Okay, so that's it. Let's just close with my little comment about standing at the crossroads, conquest or creation. There are a lot of big questions we have about what's going on planet Earth, and they run through infrastructure as well. Who's running things? Why are they acting the way they are? Why so many secrets? Why so many lies? And it all comes down to the multiple personality disorder world we're living in. You know, are we going to use the internet for communicating or for cyber warfare? Are we going to use drones for delivering packages or bombs? Are we going to build infrastructure? Are we going to blow it up? The United States has quite a record now, particularly in the Middle East, of blowing up infrastructure. And so I think the question is it going to be conquest or creation? But if you look at the crossroads that we've come into in terms of the central banking warfare model wearing very thin, we clearly have three options economically. We can depopulate, we can go to war, or we can change. And the reality is the change pathway is a pathway that's going to involve designing and creating and investing in a great amount of infrastructure. And so if you want to improve the odds for change, then we need to all get busy building, and we need to support the idea of infrastructure, because we need the talent and the capacity of the world building things together. The more we build these things together, the less we're inclined to blow each other up. And so depopulation, war, change, my vote is for change. I think infrastructure is the heart, at the very heart of making a successful change. And so if you want change and you want creation, I want you to start thinking at a minimum that infrastructure is a much more interesting, inspiring topic than you might think otherwise.